vegetarian food, go to the Nom, legendary vegetarian spot here in Vancouver. They have a harpist tonight on Friday night. La Yanni. I couldn't find anything else on them, but I thought that was cool to mention. Shout out to the harp, cool instrument. Shout out to Elise the Thorn, and that one girl I went to middle school with. Delise, if you're listening, you're really good at the harp. I hope you're doing well. Sick instrument. All right, let's get to what else I got coming on here. Also at the Pearl Unwound, doing the thing. New Plastic Ideas 30 Anniversary Tour with Steel Pole Bathtub, which you'll hear from in just a little bit, so don't you go anywhere. And the one, the only, from Parts Unknown, from CITR 101.9, the legendary Chris-rific friend of the show and the scene is 50. You wouldn't know it. That guy's full of piss and vinegar. I love seeing Chris. Always a delight to see at the show. So full of joy. Chris, if you're listening, happy early or belated birthday. I'm not sure right now. Know that everyone and everything loves you. Shout out to Chris Horrific. Tune into his show on CITR 101.9, Parts Unknown, on Mondays. Yes, very cool guy. Enthusiastic and freaking stoked on almost everything. And passionate for cool music. Such, though, that he has put on a show at Lucky's Comics with Future Star and Aaron Reed. Check it out. There might be cake. That's the line here. There might be cake. He will not play for an hour. But you know what, Chris? It's your party. You can play if you want to for an hour. Just pump out tunes like Andrew WK did for that 24-hour piano marathon with Chili Gonzalez. Absolutely nuts. Anyways, once again, happy birthday, Chris Horrific, Future Star, and Aaron Reed doing the thing, Lucky's Comics as well. Tomorrow, Friday night at 7 o'clock at Lucky's. Check it out. The Free Label is doing the thing over at the Fox Cabaret at 7 p.m. as well. I know not much about this, but I figured I'd mention it anyways. What else? Precursor, Contra Code, Selfist, doing the thing at Bully's in New Westminster, 67th 6th Street in New Westminster. I was there a few days ago to go see friend of the station, Magnum Mel, the champion, one of the champions of 365 Wrestling over at Sapperton Hall. Hell of a show. Go see them. Magnum Mel, one of the coolest freaking wrestlers. Wrestling was nuts. Like, these people were hurling themselves around. I don't know how they're not. They probably are really hurt, but like, they don't show. Oh my god, I'm thoroughly amazed. And I was invested in this wrestling. It was amazing. 365 Wrestling. Go see a wrestling show for reals. It's fun as hell. There's a bunch around. Just look for them. Anyways, Precursor, Contra Code, Selfist, some punk, skate punk, and hardcore punk over at 67th 6th Street in New West. And just in case you forgot, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC. Also, Haosu, legendary, cult classic, 1970s Japanese horror movie that's actually kind of funny, if you want it to be, is playing at Haosu. It's playing at the Rio Theater at 10:45 Friday night. Great movie. Check it out. The soundtrack rules. Okay, let's get some music going here. Thank you, Philippe. We're going to get some music here from Calcedony here. This is Narcissista.
Attention.
Hey, here's some music from Aversions.
Yeah. crap, that's not the right band. Sorry, I got a little out of it. Let me just back that up. How you doing? How you doing? Hope you're well. Here's some music from Steel Pole Bathtub.
Yo, that kind of ruled. Steel Pole Bathtub coming in with some cool ass guitar, man. Some cool ass music, bro. Getting back to some Philippe Salpe here. Getting us a little spooked out here. It's not quite the spooky. I mean, it's spooky season, let's be real. It is October, and that's all what we're all here for. That's the only reason we persist through this doggone month, other than the fantastic weather. However, that's going to change very soon. If you haven't heard, there's the quote-unquote atmospheric river approaching us. So get your good boots out, or go get some more, or bring extra socks with you, buddy. Don't know what to tell you. I always say you gotta have three umbrellas, one at home, one at the place you're always at, like work or school or whatever, and then one to lose, like, you know, If you ever want a free umbrella, buddy, here's your pro tip. Go to any cafe after a day after it rained, or later in a day where it rained, and just ask, "Hey, I was here earlier. I forgot my collapsible black umbrella. Have you seen it?" Buddy, they got a pile of them. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. There's your, I guess, unethical life hack for the day. It's a freaking umbrella. They're urban tumbleweed some days, you know? Anyways, what you just heard, y'all, was a steel pole bathtub with plate glass off their Skull Tapes record. They're playing Friday night at the Pearl with Unwound. Very cool. Dug it. Check it out. Aversions before that with Lightweight coming in at 438 West Pender Friday night with Exit Strategy, Script Issue, and Shore Loser doing the thing. Before that, you heard Chris Horrific. Once again, it's his birthday, so go see them over at Futures with Future Star and Aaron Reed at Lucky's Comics, 7 o'clock at Lucky's Comics over at like 15th and Main. No? Okay, I don't think this map is right. Or anyways, Lucky's Comics, 3128 Main Street. Or unless they moved recently and I just forgot and I haven't noticed, because actually I don't go to the comic store a lot. Anywho, very cool for that. Chris Riffick, happy birthday. At the top of that set, you heard Chalcedony, with Narcissista. They're playing over at Green Otto at 1822 Pandora Street Friday night with Gadfly and Cherry Pick. Cool bands by cool people for cool music for cool people to see, such as yourself, unless you're a chud. Which I actually looked up the definition into, because I've just been calling people chuds, just because like just sounds the opposite of Chad. It just sounds like a chump. Apparently, it's just... I sort of call it a derogatory word, but a word to describe as someone who's generally unpleasant or has very right-leaning politics and stuff like that. So do with that as you may. Very cool. Let's talk about Saturday real quick, because this hour flew by. I don't know how. I've only played freaking 7 songs. Is there a lapse in my memory or something? Did I black out and just do radio for a while? That's cool with me, buddy. Okay, Nitroglycerin, Friday night. Saturday night with Pale North, Houseplants, and Scarlet Fever at the Red Gate, 8 o'clock. Be there. Over at Painted Ship, you like jazz stuff. There's Luke Rossono with Shane Terry Band and Daniel Sinclair doing some stuff. I only found one Shane Terry on Bandcamp. I assume it's the same person. They're alternative adult contemporary easygoing guitar pop people, so that sounds like it's going to be the same, that kind of flavor. Check it out. KW Studios at the in the basements of the old W2 at Main and Abbott. Check it out. It's going to be Autonomous Apes, Queens Park from Victoria, Idle Lane, and Raw Nerve Endings at KW Studios. Check it out. Be there. It's right beside, right before the door to that atrium that holds the Nestors and the London Drugs from the Hastings side of the street. It was just right beside that. That's the door to it. Check it out. Very cool. Okay. Next up, over at 648 Kingsway, which is back under with a new crew but the same name. Cryptids with no consonants. With playing with Deaf Dogs and Feedlot over at 648 Kingsway. Pretty cool. It's going to be sounds like... Feedlot, I think, was like some pop punk stuff, so it's probably going to be in that neighborhood. Check it out. Over at the Wise Hall, shout out to the Wise. Dead Ghosts, a legend, a great ass psych rock garage band here. The last album, Hippie Flip or Jump or whatever it was. Really cool. You should check it out. Vanessa D and the Bright Sides also joining them, along with Never Plenty and Himalayan Bear doing their thing. And since I probably won't have time to do it again as well, if we talk about Sunday and beyond, yo, Stars, you know, every 15 year old me's emotional baggage band is back. They're playing at the 20th at the Vogue Theater. Sorry, the 23rd at the Vogue Theater. Oh no, it's sold out. Crap. With Kevin Drew. Darn. Okay. Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad at myself. I didn't buy that. Shoot. Anyways, I'm going to see if I can find tickets, and then maybe I'll make a decision. Surf Night at the Heatley with the Revibrators. They do have it. They have a slide steel guitar. Very cool. Check it out. Theremin Man, Stephen Hamm, Ghost in Movies, playing some music over some film at the VIF, Fan City Theater, Sunday at 2:30. Check it out. Legendary guy, cool guy. Check him out. Waves his hands, make music. It's rad. And yeah, that's okay. Sunday as well. Yup, Death Lettuce, great name. Banana House and How to Survive a Hotel High-Rise Hotel Fire, doing the thing at Redgate, 8 o'clock. Be there. Green Odd Eye doing Frozen Lake and Mr. Game 7. Shout out to the Goilers. Doing pretty okay. They beat Philadelphia last week, early this week. So go Oilers. I'm still, you know, the locals boy though. Okay, so let's get some music happening here before we dip. This is gonna be some music from. Let's go with Houseplants. Let's to wrap up the day here. This is gonna be their track. I like this song right now. Laura. Great name, lovely name. Shout out to all the Lauras in the world out there. What's up? How you doing? Have a great weekend. Here's a song just for you. Yeah. I think this should be enough time for me to stall and play the song all the way out. Anywho, this has been me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always, wishing you adieu and bon times. Here's the Houseplants playing Sunday night with Yup, Banana House, and How to Survive a Hotel High-Rise Fire at Green Auto. Sorry, at Redgate, 8 o'clock. Be there.
Coonies, this is Lieutenant McPherson, Homicide Bureau. Flora Hunt's been buying liquor from you, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Did she ever buy a brand of scotch called Black Pony? You sure of that? Okay, thanks. Well, come on in, Miss Cleary.
Never mind that, Miss Cleary. No, my name's Bessie.
Have a chair.
Well, my work is done here.
What do you mean your work is done? You didn't do anything.
Didn't I?
Uh,